All right, welcome back. Talk at the urinal.
What's up, brother?
Paul P. Got EB here.
How's it going?
We're back.
Hell of a weekend, baby.
Coming off a huge weekend of sports, man. Wow.
Huge, bro.
Wow. Where do we even
Dodgers.
Start?
I mean, let's start with the Dodgers, right?
We got to.
Sweet. Hell of a weekend, dude.
You called that again. You called that sweep. That was... I thought the Sunday game with Urias, I thought it was going to be a closer game, but
yeah.
Lux with another grand slam.
Dude, unbelievable, bro. Lux, dude, yeah.
It's on fire right now.
And we're only going to be healthier going forward, dude. But amazing weekend. Bauer, dude. Dude, amazing.
Dude, oh my God. When we got him, what was the first thing I said? Like, I love this guy. I'm going to get his jersey. I'm going to get
his jersey. You have a jersey yet? Not yet.
I got to get it. I'm going to get it. I'm going to go to the team store and get one. Dude, him talking trash, throwing his arms up like,
dude,
are you not entertained?
I love it, dude.
The greatest.
I love it, bro. So we got the sweep. Now we go to Houston. You said full capacity tomorrow, right?
Yep. how convenient. Perfect timing. The Astros saw that the Dodgers were going to have so many fans there. So many ticket holders probably were purchased from Los Angeles that they had to go open capacity because, dude, they don't want to get booed in their own stadium. Mm-hmm. That's what was going to happen.
Dude, that should be huge. And then what else we got? Okay. Should we go on? Hey, Lakers?
We got to.
Let's talk at their game two and see it. No panic button yet, right?
No panic button yet, but I don't like what I saw in that game. I don't like what I saw in game one.
I don't know,
LeBron,
man.
LeBron just looks off to me.
I don't think AD is 100% healthy, dude. I don't know.
I don't think so either, but I mean, I think AD will bounce back because I think he steps up against Phoenix. It's just LeBron just looks off to me. I don't see like a warrior mentality with the team right now. They kind of just look like they're sluggish. They don't look good to me, really.
Well, the thing with our team is that if our two stars aren't playing well, do we have no chance? That's what I'm saying. They have to be good. They're gonna have to be nearly perfect for us to win another championship. Because think about it, who are the other guys? I mean, sometimes the role players come in and out, but they have to be perfect or we're not going to win again.
Yeah, they got to do something. Something has to change. I didn't like what I saw in that game one. They just look very sluggish.
Yeah, which we knew this was coming because obviously they haven't played together and they're still not fully healthy. So it's
what, their third game together, I think?
Yeah.
In like over like 2 or 3 months.
I think AD forgets that he's 7'2" sometimes. I'm like, bro, stop shooting fadeaways, bro. Just go to the rim, dude. Oh,
exactly.
My God.
And he came out and said, oh, if we play like that, if I play like that again, we're not going to win this series. Like, he knows he has to step up. I just worry he doesn't put too much pressure on himself.
Yeah. And then LeBron, I still don't get it. He's a top three player of all time. How does he miss free throws? It doesn't make sense to me.
You know what, dude? I don't get it either. Maybe he's still seeing three rims. Maybe that's the only logical excuse. And I sent you that meme. You saw that meme of like Pilar on the ground seconds.
Yeah, I saw that.
Come on. I think there was even one with Joe Burrow. Like the guy destroyed his knee and he was only on the ground for like 45 seconds or something, and LeBron's on the ground for 80 seconds.
No panic button yet. Let's talk about if we lose game two, then we got a story. But I mean, I think they'll bounce back. Do you think they'll bounce back?
I hope so. I mean, I predicted, if you've been following, I predicted that they were gonna handle this series easily, and then when I saw last night, they looked real sluggish.
Well, yeah. So we'll see. I mean, no panic. we got to step up. And how about How about your boy Phil, bro?
I love Phil. I love Phil, man. I've always loved Phil. As a lefty myself, dude, I've always loved Phil. I'm so happy he won that.
Bro, that was amazing, dude. And especially having the fans back, dude. That was amazing.
Did you see that? They swarmed him. COVID's done. COVID is gone. COVID's over.
You know what it reminded me of is when Tiger won, not the Masters, but that one time he won where he was in the middle of the crowd. That's what it reminded me. Yeah, yeah. That just, dude, he was swamped. Dude, that was amazing, bro.
Gallery was insane.
I'm a Brooks guy. I wanted Brooks. You know that. But I mean, anytime Phil wins, it's so, yeah.
You took a live bet on Brooks.
I led that Brooks on Friday at 15 to win 100. But
that's what isn't a bad bet. It wasn't a bad bet. He's the guy, he's got to learn how to putt. I mean,
he also has a hurt knee. You got to give him credit. The fact that he was in the final, in the final group, dude, amazing.
Yep.
What was Phil? 150 to 1?
I think so. Yeah. Somebody made money off that. You know, he bets on himself every single tournament, I feel like.
That's so funny. I was thinking the same thing. I was like, this guy must have fucking.
He always bets on himself. And have you seen like his Twitter feed? He has just been going off. He has just been firing tweets like the last 24 hours.
Amazing, bro. Amazing. Didn't Brady.
I love him.
Yeah. I love him too, man. It's good for the game, obviously. And fucking Phil.
Dude. There was so much stuff this weekend, though. Literally,
there's too much. I know. There's too, yeah. So yeah,
I couldn't. I was literally with the remote. I was literally going between like 7 games at one time because I'm not lie. I watched. Yesterday morning, I woke up. It was a rough.
I saw night that, last dude,
night. Rough morning this morning, I should say.
Oh yeah, because you saw. Oh yeah, who won the Grand Prix, bro? Dude.
So the Grand Prix was nuts, drama like usual in Formula One. The pole sitter didn't end up starting the race because he had an issue with his gearbox, drama with that. But it's Monaco. It's one of the most gorgeous places on earth with that track, with the yachts. And
was there fans?
There was limited fans. Okay. But they still had the yachts. They still had all, it was all the glitz and glamour.
Yeah.
You know, one day.
Did you have any money on it or
nah? Stay away. Okay. I don't bet that stuff because it's just, you know, Hamilton or Max.
That's all it is. And Hamilton didn't win, right?
No, he didn't win. He had a horrible race. Mercedes doesn't do good in those races. The downforce, they're way better on the straight speed circuits. Whenever there's a course that's technical with a lot of downforce needed, they don't come to play.
Okay. But, and then what else?
Dude, went straight into European soccer, literally went straight from Formula One right into the Tottenham versus Leicester game, which was insane.
Because
the standings were literally changing second with every goal scored. So that was crazy. Then it went straight into NHL playoffs. I was going back and forth between all the Italian Serie A games. That was nuts. I started celebrating.
AC Milan, they won 2-0, right?
Oh,
biggest win of the season. Dude, I showed you my bets. I think I went 0-4 on that, dude. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Oh, Juventus was the only game I won. I should talk to you first before I bet these games.
I told you, stay away from Benevento. Nobody bets on Benevento. They have like, I think they've scored the least amount of goals in like any of the top clubs in Europe.
Yeah, I know.
And you said to take the over 3.5. Like,
well, the
you might be the only person that had that bet.
But Atalanta games always go over.
That Atalanta Milan game didn't go over because I think it was 3.5, right? It went 2.
Yeah, I know.
But I didn't even care. We just needed to win.
I know, as long as you guys won.
Yeah. I lost the rest of the day was a blur. We watched so much college softball. I had so much college softball, dude. That's where the day went.
It was a hell of a sports weekend, dude. Oh, you're hooked, right? Who's dominating softball? UCLA?
UCLA's up there. I think they're the number 2. They're ranked 2 in the country right now. They have a super regional coming up against Virginia Tech, I believe, that starts this weekend. But Oklahoma has this pitcher. She is filthy. Like, lights out. Just don't even go up to the plate.
How did Brady's niece do? Is she still hitting bombs? Tom Brady's niece. She's on UCLA. I don't know. I always see video.
I didn't know that. They look good. They look solid. They're actually trying to repeat because they didn't have the World Series last year. They had it last one was in 2019, obviously, when UCLA won it. So they're trying to go for the repeat, technically. But they look good. They're second in the country. They look good. Florida looks really good. Oklahoma, like I'm telling you, that girl, dude, she's just nasty. I'll
have to check it out.
Nasty.
And how about, NBA, dude, how about Clippers, bro?
Ooh, Luka. Clippers, what's going on there? Dallas is solid. I didn't think they were gonna look that good coming out against the Clippers. The Clippers looks really flat as well.
Here's my thing: is Leonard overrated? How come he gets a pass when he doesn't play well, dude? Like 2 years ago, they said this guy's the GOAT of the league, but like, sometimes he's not consistent, bro. I know he has 2 rings, but it's like he gets a pass. I feel like.
He does. Yeah. He totally does. And that's the NBA for you. It's a popularity contest in the NBA. He gets a pass just because of who he is. But I'm trying to see what's some scores right now. We got Heat Bucks right now. The Bucks are handling that game. 62-89 in the third. So they're going to go up 2-0. I don't think the Heat can hang.
No, Heat can't hang. Big win for Memphis last night. Jeez. Dame time Memphis. On Saturday. Dude, Lillard.
Hey, was that not the bet of the weekend? Did I not tell you that was the bet of the weekend? They were getting 4.5.
Oh, no, oh, Memphis on Friday night.
Yeah.
I know.
That's playing game.
Show me. Once you said 70% public, I know, dude.
Oh, no, it was like 85% public. 85% of the public was on the Warriors.
Because it's all about Curry, I know. But that was, you're right.
Easiest money of the year, Memphis was getting 4.5.
And we had no money on it.
And they won outright. Of course. Well, because, you know, if we put money on it, what was going to happen? They were going to lose. That's the Vegas knows that we had that bet. Vegas is like, oh, these two idiots who have a podcast out in Los Angeles bet on this game.
Yeah.
Warriors have to win.
Oh, yeah. Warriors have to win.
That's our luck. Let's see. What do you think tonight? What do you like tonight in the Nuggets Blazers? Portland's like 1-0 in that series.
I think Nuggets will tie up the series. Don't you?
I think so. They're a 2-point favorite at home. I mean, if they go down 0-2, if they lose home court advantage and they go down 0-2, it could be trouble.
Yeah. The fact with these road, you already steal a game. You're expected to lose the first two games. Portland already did their job. They won. They stole a road game.
Yeah. There you go. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So we'll see. We'll see tomorrow. Yeah. I mean, it's going to be interesting this week for our teams, man. Dodgers, Houston, and Lakers, dude. If Lakers go down 0-2, then we're...
I think you start to get worried.
Yeah.
I think you start to get worried if they go down 0-2. They gotta bounce back too. I think they will.
Yeah. They will.
Somebody's got to step up in that locker room and just take over. Because right now,
I know.
They just look sluggish. They look like they're just not firing on all cylinders.
Yeah, so the COVID rules don't apply to LeBron, right?
Not at all. Or PGA championship. The COVID, I'm telling you, COVID's gone, bro. It's done. It's done.
Are you okay with LeBron not getting suspended?
Fauci's out of a job.
Are you okay that he's not suspended? I mean, I love it because he's on the Lakers, but it's like, dude,
he broke the protocol.
If it was any other player, dude, they would be suspended. What do you think in the league offices? Like, do we suspend the guy? Probably not.
You know what? This is perfect opportunity for my LeBron story. Then I got to tell me my LeBron story. So check this out. Yeah. Here's a little LeBron story. And this goes to show you. This goes exactly to show you what you're talking about right now. Because it's LeBron, the league's like, look another way. So, you know, a couple weeks ago, I was down in Florida, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And me and the lady, we went down to Disney World. We spent a couple of days in Disney World then before we went to New York.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's funny. We were staying at the same exact hotel that they had the NBA bubble at. All the players were at this hotel
last summer when
they had the bubble.
Yeah.
So I'm talking to one of the lifeguards and like I'm asking him, I was like, hey, like, you know, like this is where the bubble was, where all the players were. And he's like, yeah, yeah. So he starts telling me all these stories, like not watching the kids, like who gives a hell, like not doing his job. He's telling me stories about NBA. And he's telling me this whole entire story. He's like, yeah, dude, all the players are cool. Like Dwight Howard was the coolest guy ever. Like everybody loved him. He remembered everybody's names. He's tipping everybody. Like he's just joking with all the staff. Super cool guy. Mm-hmm. He's like, I was like, was there any players that like the staff didn't like?
Yeah.
And he looks at me. He's like, nobody really cared for LeBron. I was like, all right. Give me the dirt.
Yeah.
So check this story out, dude. This is a LeBron story if there ever was one. So he's telling me the story and he goes, yeah, he's like, you know, the first week the players were here, they're all coming to the pool at nighttime after games. They're all
in
the pool. They're throwing football around. One of the players comes up, says like, hey, can we put music on? Can you pump music to the speakers? I mean, there's nobody else around. It's just the whole hotel is theirs.
Exactly.
So they're like, yeah, the lifeguards are like, yeah, no problem. Sure. Like somebody give us an iPhone or an iPad or whatever. We'll plug it in. You guys just put a playlist. We'll play it for you guys. Cool, cool, cool. Like a week later, LeBron comes to the pool finally. And the guy's telling me this whole story. He's like, yeah, LeBron comes to the pool for the first time. And he goes up to the head lifeguard and he's all like, hey, can no more football. I don't want the football being thrown around the pool anymore. And can we turn the music off? Like, I want to like relax. I want to focus. I don't want to have music and footballs flying around the pool from the other players.
And all the players were there?
Yeah. So check this out. So the lifeguard looks at him and he's like, well, like all the players want it. The players like all are playing music. They all requested it. They're all playing the football on, right? Yada, yada, yada. Literally the next day, somebody from the NBA goes to the hotel and says, hey, no more football, no more music in the pool.
This is what the lifeguard LeBron told you?
Yep. LeBron went to the NBA to basically tell the NBA to go to the hotel and tell them no more.
Are you surprised?
Mr. No Fun, dude.
Are you surprised?
There it is. The NBA basically like do whatever they want for him.
I'm not surprised. COVID doesn't apply to LeBron. If it was any other player, he'd be suspended for sure.
Exactly. He complained to the NBA, and the NBA said, okay, fine, we'll turn the music off for you.
Oh man,
there's my LeBron story of like it goes imperfect of how the NBA will look the other way for the rules and the COVID. They look they'll you know turn the music off in the pool for him even though all the other players want it.
Yeah, I mean, do you blame the NBA for that? No, but it should apply to everyone. I don't know.
I don't, but it's
kind of like a fuck you to the other players, though. Like other players, totally. Like, no, it's like some.
But, totally. So I'm curious, you know, how what do the players really think or feel about LeBron? Because I feel like, you know, we talked about this when LeBron got poked in the eye the other night in that game. Yeah. It's like, I feel like he's always trying to find the drama. He's always trying to create the storyline. You look at Kobe and Michael and all these guys before him.
Yeah.
They didn't have to do that. The storylines came to them. LeBron needs that little extra drama to make it interesting. And he has to create it.
Even yesterday. Biggest flop, Chris Paul, and then there's a fight going on, and then he walks over there and starts kneeling again, like in front of. I was like, dude, I don't know. It's always got to be in. Yeah, whatever.
It's like, are the cameras on me? Are the cameras looking? Okay,
whatever. But I think he'll have a huge game tomorrow. We have to, or we're gonna. This Suns ain't no joke. They're reason they're a two seed.
Yeah, you know what? I'll back up on that. I'll go backwards on that because I didn't think that this was going to be an easy series,
but we both did. Yeah.
they got punched in the mouth last night.
They did, and it's a big wake up call. But I mean, if they're not healthy, then who knows? Maybe they won't turn it on. I don't know. Maybe they're not healthy.
That's the thing. What do you think? You think Frank is like trying to hide something? You think there's some kind of injury that we don't know about? Do you think there's something going on that Frank's trying to cover up?
I guess
keep out of the press.
No one's 100% at this point. I get that, but I mean. Here's the thing. You don't want to see if we do get out of the series, we're only going to keep getting better. You want to see the Lakers right now because we're not in rhythm. So hopefully we get past the Suns, but I don't know. That game one did not look good, but we played terrible. And I guess we still had a chance, but
yeah, you know, I don't know. I just think if they looked like they wanted to be there, they probably would have won that game. I just don't see
them. Something's not right.
The fire.
Yeah. I don't know.
I agree. And actually, you know, it's funny. Actually, there was a moment in the game where LeBron was, you know, on the bench resting up or whatever. I actually felt they actually looked a little bit more fluid and the chemistry looked a little bit more solid when he was on the bench, not playing.
Well, he started off amazing. I was like, oh, this is going to be a LeBron game. And then like the second half, he just disappeared. And then AD was a non-factor. You can't have that in playoffs. It's like, let's go, bro. That's what I'm saying. Maybe they're not healthy. I don't know. But
I think AD will bounce back. He knows he has to bounce back. Like I said, I hope he doesn't put too much pressure on himself and then he you know, throws it away or something. But
yeah,
I don't know. Well, tomorrow night, Tuesday night will be like a huge, huge, huge defining moment, I think, in their season. I think it's if they lose that game, then I think we hit the panic and we'll find out all on Tuesday. So
we'll see. And then fucking
trying to go see back what to the scores I got right now.
What do you got, dude? Yeah, I got no bets tonight.
Got hockey playing.
We got hockey. Oh yeah, what's the hockey update? How's Avalanche? I know Boston advanced, right? They lost the first game and then won the next four. Fucking
yeah, Boston advanced 4-1. They beat the Capitals last night. Okay. The Avs swept. The Avs. None of those games were close. And the Avs Blues. They swept 4-0.
Yeah. Islanders. Penguins. Predators. Predators are looking.
Predators good. With a huge comeback. They were down 0-2. Now they've won two in a row to tie it up and. A couple overtime games, a couple double overtime games. Those things, both those double overtime games I was watching, they were so lit in Nashville, man.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Those fans are insane.
I know, dude. And look at
they got the lineman back, the Tennessee Titan lineman chugging the beers.
Dude, is COVID over?
It's done, dude. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Do you see the mob fill after he won? Like, I'm trying to see what else we got going on here. Any baseball scores right now? Dodgers dude, fucking game series tomorrow.
So we dropped in the power rankings. Padres are the number one. When do we play them again? Can't wait for that series.
Let me see. I mean, they look good right now. They've won how many in a row, I think?
Yeah, but I mean, at the end of the day, they haven't done shit to – we're still the champs. They haven't done anything. They haven't won a playoff game. And would they beat us last year one game? I know they made the playoffs, but whatever.
It's been a long time. I'm I like the rivalry. I love the storyline. I love watching those games. So we got them again. 3-game series, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, June 21st, 22nd, 23rd.
We got to go to one of those games, dude. We got to go to one of those games.
Let's do it. We'll get our producer. Let's get Edgar on the horn. We'll get some tickets. And you know what? Actually, that's going to be when they're back at full capacity too.
Oh, dude, that's going to be amazing. We got to go.
Capacity, June 15th.
June 15th. It's so funny to me. Like, why that date? What's going to change within, I don't know. You know what I mean?
Let me call your boy Fauci and find out.
What's going to change the next 3 weeks or whatever that.
Exactly. Who knows? Whatever.
We're not CDC. We're not expert. I'm just saying what changes.
I mean, hopefully the businesses can bounce back, but.
That's all I'm at. Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, and actually I think the 27th, what is that, the 27th of this week is when you can purchase tickets for all the games now.
Like, it doesn't it doesn't matter if you're vaccinated or not.
Well, they still have that vaccinated section. I think tickets are like 15 or 20 bucks.
Okay, but is that going to be section. Over when it's is That's there going to be
question. That I don't know. And you know where that section is located?
Where
it used to be Manywood, bro.
Oh, that's Remember where it, that's Manny, where it's at. Yeah, yeah. Manny, that's
I'm
where
pretty
it's at?
Sure that's what it is now. Yeah,
Manny sure. Wood, bro.
Manny Wood.
What was his best quote? I'd be like, I'm a vacation.
What was it? Didn't he get popped for taking like women pregnancy pills or something? Remember that he got popped for like women's hormonal pills?
Dude, I love Manny, bro. That was amazing.
I loved Manny. I'll never forget when Manny went into the wall at Fenway and just to take like a piss in the middle of the game between innings.
Remember did he cut off throw too when he played on Boston? Remember?
They don't make him like him anymore, dude, I love that guy.
My god, bro,
he was always a fun time, dude. I loved him.
Those Red Sox teams, Poppy and Manny, I mean,
Poppy,
nothing better.
Kevin Millar,
but Poppy Pedro. And Manny were definitely cheating, right? Steroids.
Know. Poppy never got popped, right? Poppy never got popped.
I thought he did. I don't know.
Did he?
Either way,
so many guys. So many guys during that time, man. When that was a whole. Remember Veritek, A-Rod, that fight at home plate.
That's '90s. Nothing better than '90s baseball. Even though that was, but '90s baseball was because you know why they said steroids. Oh, we'll just let it happen because it's the
exactly. It sold tickets, dude. It put people in the seats. I just having this conversation with my uncle because we were talking about like the unwritten rules, old school baseball and offense and all this stuff. Dude, offense sells tickets, dude. Offense puts people in the seats. I know. You know that year, Maguire and Sosa. Come on, dude. That was TV. The ratings were never as high
exactly,
ever.
Bro. Exactly. Which is fine. I don't blame that. I don't blame MLB. That's what I'm saying. They should be in the Hall of Fame. All those guys.
It's difficult.
Dude, Barry Bonds is the GOAT, bro. And
I get it. He still has to hit the pitch. He still has to hit the pitch. You know, I mean, the steroids, it's not making him hit the ball. He still has to see the ball and hit the ball, you know? Yeah. So I get what you're saying. I'm torn. But you know what, though? If you let them in, the first person that should be in the Hall of Fame ahead of all of them is Pete Rose, hands down.
Oh, I know. I mean, but he'll never get in, right?
He has to get gambled on baseball, dude. Like, he needs to get in. It's stupid. If these baseball writers of America are going to keep Bonds and Clemens and all these guys out, you got to put Pete Rose in, dude. Come on, gambling.
I know. I agree. He should get in. They all should get in. I don't know. Just have like an asterisk next to him. This guy was a beast, but he gambled. This guy's are in it, but they did steroids. I just put him.
He likes to dabble in the casino game a little bit. You can't blame him. You know.
Oh my God.
Shooters shoot, players play. Let him. And he says he never bet on his own team. Come on, never bet on them to lose.
Dude, is this the baseball Kershaw I was talking about? This is how.
What's that? Is that T-ball?
I don't know, but is this ball juiced?
Is that the missing ball, the spoken ball? Dude, what else we got coming up this week? Quiet down after this weekend. This weekend was obviously huge.
It was huge, but still huge series again for Dodgers. Hopefully they. I told you 11 of the last 11 of the last 12. I said they would win.
You can call that. I wonder. What would we be up right now if we bet on them just money line every single game?
I know. Instead, we're betting Benevento overs. Jesus.
Oh, dude, you bet Benevento. Dude, I'm Italian and I wouldn't even bet on them. But I think they've scored. God, I think they've scored 39 goals, if I'm not mistaken. And I feel like as I looked it up, they've scored 39 goals all season. In 38 games, they have 39 goals. And you took the over 3.5. Why?
I'm not sure why.
Oh my God.
I like
we all do stupid things sometimes. We all do stupid things sometimes.
So obviously tomorrow, Houston, and then Lakers must win, right?
Who's pitching tomorrow?
Shit, man.
Let me see. I'm pulling it up right now. Let's see. Tomorrow we got on the mound, it's Kershaw versus Greinke.
Holy.
Kershaw and Greinke. You think Greinke's going to tip one of those pitches and throw? You think Greinke's going to throw Lux like a 46 mile an hour little underhand fastball like he does sometimes when he tips his pitch on purpose?
Maybe. Damn, bro.
Kershaw Bauer versus Garcia on Wednesday.
Which is going to be amazing. Oh, so it's just a two-game set. Okay.
Oh, this is perfect, dude. Bauer's got to talk trash, dude. He's got to talk shit.
He hates the Astros. I know. He always talks shit about them.
This is perfect. That's must-watch game. You know he's going to talk trash. Come on, dude. Throw it somebody, please.
What's his thing? The sword? Dude, the sword thing cracks me.
That was great in San Francisco over the weekend. I could watch him pitch all the time, dude. He's filthy too. He's got nasty stuff. His ball just moves all over the place, dude. I love watching him pitch, and I love watching him talk shit after he strikes guys out. I mean, this is what baseball needs. We talked about this last week. This is what baseball needs. Baseball needs a Trevor Bauer on every single team.
They need a Trevor Bauer. They need a Tatis. They need a – how about Acuna? That guy's unbelievable.
Oh, did you see him try to go bat lefty the other night, dude?
I missed that, but I'm just saying that guy is unbelievable, bro.
They were up so much.
Yeah.
He came out of the dugout wearing a left-handed batting helmet, or he was trying to bat – hit. And the manager was basically like, no, dude, don't do that. Come back in, change your helmet. And like Acuna was totally like, oh, come on, man. I just want to have some fun. He played it off well, though. It was pretty funny, though.
Yeah, baseball needs guys. When do we play the Braves? I can't wait to play them, too.
That's coming up, too, actually. Yeah, that's coming up real soon. That's like, I want to say early June. Let me see. That's like the first week of June.
Perfect.
Three games in Atlanta.
All right.
We have a tough couple games actually coming up, because we got the Astros coming up, and then we go straight into at a home series against St. Louis, who looks strong right now, and then we go to Atlanta.
All right. Yeah, damn. That's tough.
But this is good, though. This is good, though, to get all these wins, get this win streak under our belt for these big games. Swept San Francisco in San Francisco, so I'm not really worried about any team.
I know. Me either, brother. Hell of a weekend, huh?
Big weekend. Yesterday was.
I mean, a Lakers win would have been nice, but still, a huge weekend for Dodgers.
Yeah,
they'll bounce back tomorrow.
I had an extra pair of AA batteries just ready to go because I was just burning my remote watching so many sports this weekend.
Oh shit! Oh. So we'll come back on Wednesday and talk about it all.
Yeah, we got a big Champions League final this weekend.
Oh, I know. Yeah, well, exactly. And you're going to Hawaii?
I'm going to Hawaii, bro. Aloha.
Is COVID over out there?
Oh, yeah, dude. Didn't you get the memo? COVID's done everywhere, man. No, they're actually still being a little strict about it. I guess I can see it. You're on an island.
You have to give them the vaccine card, or do you have to negative test?
I still have to get a test. I went this morning for a test. I went and got a test this morning.
So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter with your card, the vaccine card.
Nope. You still need a test. And it's like I went to the drive-through test. And literally, like, the lady goes, she's like, oh, have you done this before? And I was like, yeah, sure, a million times. I'm a regular. Come on, you don't remember me? Bullshit. So, like, she walks away after she hands me the bag. And I just, like, literally went like this. Didn't even, like, put it in my nose, put it in the bag. I was like, done.
Yeah.
just send me my negative result already. Hurry up.
You thought you had the Rona the other day, though, huh?
Dude, last week. Even though I'm vaccinated, I still had to go take a test just to double check because I felt like trash.
And you were good. It was negative.
It wasn't. Right. Yeah, it was just a little sinus infection.
All right.
That time of year. All right. So we'll get a weekend little what's on the docket for this weekend. We got Champions League final.
Yeah, we'll preview that game Wednesday. We'll talk about game two I mean, Lakers will bounce back. We'll talk about the we have a lot to Wednesday will be good.
We'll do one right in the middle of the Dodger Astro game. How about that? That'll be perfect.
And you better do one when you're in Hawaii, bro. Let's go right on the beach. Come on.
Told you I'm remembering my stuff. All right. You don't tease me with a good time, bro. Don't you know I'll do it. I'm good for it.
All right, brother. We'll talk
soon. All right, man. We're out.
Later.